Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. Anglers, you're going to want to listen to this show. My guest this morning is Charlie Nowak. He is the founder and CEO of Valley Hook up in Tipler, Wisconsin. I had him on the show about a year ago, and he at that time he had the patent for the only tieless fishing hook in the country, in the world. So, good morning, Charlie. How you doing?
Good morning, Rick. How are you doing?
Is my Wisconsin contingency listening this morning?
You have a crew of Wisconsin listening.
Well,
I'll
good
tell
morning.
You, very short form, that can be a bad thing, too, because I almost lost a bet the other day because I was listening to you, and they told me the weather was going to be 52 degrees the next day. And short of form, it was only going to be 12 here, and I darn near lost a bet because I heard it on the radio, and I didn't realize I was listening to Nebraska, not Wisconsin.
Yeah, we had a little better weather that day, although it looks like it's going to get cold again. Winter will come back first part of next week, or so they're forecasting now. I'm going to try to get out and do a little fishing this weekend because I think it's going to shut down again, which is
yeah.
Typical pattern for us this time of year. Now, you were on the show about a year ago, and give us a real brief history about Valley Hook and how you came up with the idea to make one that was tieless.
All right. First of all, I appreciate you having me on. It's always a blessing. I always walk away learning something from you, and you're asking me the questions. The tieless system was actually developed and patented because in short form, when I had to go to cheaters, I basically says that's not going to work for me while I'm fishing. So I took me a couple of years. I developed this. I tried it, tested it, back to the drawing board, but finally we perfected it. So then we patented it. And what it is basically is you don't have to tie your hook on the line. You just put a knot in your braided line.
A simple overhand knot, yeah.
Just a simple overhand knot, yeah. And for the average fisherman, that knot stays on that same line all year because they don't wear it out because they don't fish every day.
Right.
You know, so it's really simple. As a matter of fact, you could do it blindfolded. If you do it a couple times, you can do it with your eyes closed. You can do it behind your back. There's videos out there on YouTube. Valley Hook has videos on YouTube that show all that, and they're really awesome to watch.
So you pull the hook up in. There's like a shepherd's crook. What do you call that on the top of the hook?
I call it a crook. That's exactly what I do.
Okay.
Yep.
Pull that up into there, up to the knot, and then loop it one time around and pull it up again to lock it into place, and you're done.
And you're done. Yeah, and if you want to go two times because you don't feel comfortable with one, you can go two times. Sometimes I do go two times. I like to get the line wet. I put it on twice, but I fish a lot too, you know, so I'm going for some bigger fish just as well as a nice pan-fried panfish.
Okay. So
yeah, it's that simple. And you really, Rick, I have to say, to me, when you're out and you're showing people this and they're actually trying to do it, it is so simple. A lot of them overthink it.
Yes.
And you have to bring them back. Yeah.
I've done that a few times, and everybody, you know, I do it, and everybody goes, wait a minute, do that again?
Yeah, exactly.
So since then, since I had you on there a year ago and we talked about this, what else have you been doing?
Well, a couple pretty exciting things, actually. We have a bobber that's in R&D right now, out being field tested. It acts as a slip bobber. You can turn it 180 degrees and clip it on, and now it's a fixed bobber. So hopefully we're going to have something up that out pretty soon. But the really, really exciting thing that has me excited is we had changed, I think, when you go to buy something at a store, you walk in, you have to purchase what they have. You go online, you can only purchase what they have. So I decided that the company is going to get involved in titanium alloy. It's single strand. 15-pound leader wire, for example. It has virtually no memory, which is great. You wrap it around your finger as tight as you want, let it go, and it's exactly the way it was when you did it. But what's great about the titanium alloy is it's saltwater and freshwater friendly. It has virtually no memory, so it doesn't kink up like your steel wire leaders and all that. I just love it. I've had, a matter of fact, we're going, which I'll tell you this real short thing. We are having a fish jamboree in February, and I couldn't make enough of them for people. They just being out there and showing and talking and this and that, everybody wanted their own rig made and leaders. And it got me thinking, and I thought, you know what we're going to do? We're actually going to do something that I don't see on the web at all. Our company, Valley Hook, is actually going to offer an individual to custom make their own. So what that would mean, they would email me, and they would tell me what they want. I'd communicate with them that way, so we have it. And if the website comes out the way I want it to, they're going to be able to build their own on the website, and then the company will make it and send it out, kind of like custom windows and furniture. And that one product that's out there, I'm sure there's more, but the Build-A-Bear. Remember how you can build your own bear?
Yes.
That was a huge success. Well, I want people to be able to build their own leaders and rigs and so forth. So that's one thing. And the second thing is we went to where we're actually letting people custom their own spinners.
Yeah, you had sent me some of your early prototype spinners, and I went out right away, went over and fished private lake that a buddy of mine owns, and sent you pictures back, I think, the next day of bass that we had on your spinners. So I know they're good. I know that they work well.
Yeah, and you had told me that too. And you know something, the one thing I know about you, here's the big thing, and the more I get to know you, and the more we talk, if you don't like something, you don't say anything about it. If you like something, you give it its justice. So
yes,
thank you very much for that.
I tell anybody that sends me anything to field test, I'll tell them, you know, I don't have time and to waste on, you know, trying to make bad comments on something. Nobody will ever hear it, but I will talk to the person with that company and give them what my suggestions are so they can make a better product, because my whole goal is to get my listeners to be able to make the most of their time outdoors and have their best time, you know, and not have to deal with anything that doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly. And I appreciate that, because somebody wouldn't want to make something that doesn't work very well and try to flood the market with it. It's not going to do you any good.
Right.
So thank you for that honesty. Yeah. And I have to, if you don't mind, can I interject something here?
Sure.
I have a good friend that turned 94 years old today. His name's Rodney out in Nebraska. But I just, happy birthday, Rodney.
Mr. Aiden, okay, sir.
Yeah, from the state of Wisconsin, we say happy birthday, Rodney. He's another wonderful field tester.
And yes, he is.
Very much.
Yes, yep. He is. We're looking forward to having you come down and fish with us sometime later this spring. That's we'll get to show you what we refer to as Lake Rodney, and make sure you bring your camera equipment with you, because we'll be catching fish and you can get something for your website or whatever.
Absolutely. That would be great. Look forward to it.
Well,
go ahead.
I was going to say, let's go back to your spinners. You said, you started to say before I interrupted you that you've got something new there.
Yes, I do. The spinners, we actually been testing now that the ice is off the lakes, is we've been anticipating this for a couple months, but we did it in short form, which was great, but we want to do it in real life form where you're actually casting 20, 30 yards out. We're actually created what I call is a titanium alloy And they call it the heads. I call it the spine of the spinner. Okay?
Okay.
And what that does, when you're retrieving the spinner in, it actually wags a little bit, wags, just like a normal fish would do. So we are really, really high on this. And that's also going to be in the custom spinner section on the website, which will be coming out early April. Hopefully by the end of the first week, I'm hoping.
Now, when you say custom, what does that mean? That somebody can go on the website and actually pick colors and lengths and sizes and all that stuff?
Exactly. And the size of the hook they want.
If cool.
They want, yeah, they can have their colors, so they're not stuck with just my colors. You know what I mean? My colors might work for me here, but different colors might work in a different part of the country.
You're exactly right. There are different bodies of water. The fish are tuned to different colors, due to the sunlight and the water clarity and wavelengths and stuff like that. It makes a lot of difference.
It sure does. It sure does. In one of those videos I have on YouTube, Valley Hook has quite a few videos on YouTube, and one of the videos, it shows me on a gold spinner just putting a pink tail on it as a chaser, and I can see people look at me like, that ain't gonna catch anything. and granted, I threw it out there the first time, and I caught like a 13-inch walleye, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's different things, and different people do things different. That's what makes fishing so great and fun. You know, and like I said, I learned something from you, which I'm not going to give the secret away, the secret color out there, but I learned something every time we talk. Oh, and I should mention to you, the leaders in the rigs, as well as the spinners, when I do the spinners, I normally use 30-pound test for the titanium alloy. I don't think you really have to go any bigger than that, unless I'm making some big musky spinners. I could go up. But we will range anywhere from 15-pound to 75-pound test.
For the leader?
For the leaders or the rig.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And I can do that for the spinners if somebody so says, hey, I don't want 30-pound, but I'd love 15-pound, or I'd love 50-pound. So it's wide open. I really want anglers to be able to make their own. So you're always happier when you know you did it. And I'll tell you what, when you catch your first fish on something you built, what a feeling.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
We need to step away and do a couple commercials, and hang with me, Charlie, because I got some more questions for you.
Sounds good, Rick.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking this morning with Charlie Nowak with Valley Hook, and we're talking about some of the tackle he's making. We've covered the spinners. I wanted to back up a little bit, Charlie, and ask you about when you were talking about being able to customize the leaders. Is it, you're talking length or attachment on the ends or both?
Yeah, actually, I'm talking the whole darn thing. You can basically order any length you want. You can order anywhere from 15-pound to 75-pound. So it's basically 15, 20, 30, 50, or 75-pound.
Very good.
I send my leaders out because, again, I have my favorite, but they might have theirs. I actually send my leaders out with, they have either the clip or the slide for the clasp,
okay.
But I send them out with both, so they can choose which one they want. So some people like the clip, some people don't. They can also customize the leader to where I don't even want a clip on it. I want less hardware, so I'd like you to just attach an odd 3, odd 4, or odd 5 right to the leader itself, and I'll do that. And the leaders are double crimped, which you cannot buy on the market today as far as I could find anything. And double crimp means it goes through and it loops through one more time. And I have a 0% fail rate ever since I started doing that.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that's huge, huge for people. You got a big fish on, you sure don't want to lose it. I don't want you to lose it because of me. If you use 6 pound test with it and you lost it, that's on you. But
yeah, 6 pound test, a 75 touch leader, something went wrong there.
Exactly. But that's one thing with Valley Hook. And I'm a purchaser just like everybody out there, including yourself. And when I set out to do this and open this business, which I call it, I want people to buy quality stuff, because when I buy something that's not quality, I will not go back and buy again.
Oh, yeah.
So when I give people quality, I know it'll bring them back. And you may pay just a little more for it, but then again, when you're getting quality stuff, whoever's making quality stuff has to pay a little bit more for it too, you know. So,
right.
But I want it to last. I want it to be good. I want them to be happy to say, I don't have one bad review. Valley Hook does not have one bad review.
That is a great statement, a great testament to what you've done, is to not have any negative feedback, because social media is, there's a lot of people out there that don't have anything better to do than to badmouth something, whether they've used it or not. And that's great.
It is. And Facebook is a very big testament to that. And we do have a Valley Hook Facebook page, which is so energizing. I just love it. But yeah, you're exactly right. So pretty much, I think that's what sets me above the competition. I think everybody's going cheaper. Valley Hook is not. Valley Hook, if they can in any which way, keeps going stronger. Okay, so that's the big part that sets Valley Hook, I think, in a different category from other companies.
Very good, very good. Now,
well, I tried hard.
Well, so far it appears that you're doing well, Charlie. Everything you've sent me when we've had our discussions, and you send something here that I can test and play with a little bit, it's passed the test.
Well, thank you very much.
I have not found anything to send you a negative comment on, so that's worked well.
Now, and you will let me know.
Yes, I'm pretty straight about that. You know, if I don't like it, I'll tell you, and I'll tell you what I think will make it work. And that's what I've done with everybody that's ever sent me anything. And generally, that's been a good policy, and everybody seems to enjoy it. And I know other people have made some changes to products, and we did it well. You know, that's the whole, like I said, my whole goal is to, whoever is listening to me or reading my columns, if I tell them to try something or, you know, recommend something, I want them to get their money's worth and have a good time with it. So
you've gave me some great ideas that I've had put into my recipes, let's say, and I really appreciate that too. And that's exactly, it's exactly what you're saying. I have my ways, I have my things, I have more experience. I'll share it with you. I'm trying to do that to the audience as well, and every angler around the country, I want them to be able to take their knowledge and say, hey, Valley Hook, could you make me this? It may look crazy to you, but I know it works. And guess what? I'm going to make it for you.
And where you live up there, way up in Wisconsin, God's country up there, you know, walleye, northern pike, and muskie is kind of your main thing. So you have to make tackle that will survive sharp teeth. Plus the muskie and the northern can get big, and you have to be able to haul them in. So I think your test facilities are proving you out as well.
Well, there and the catfish over in Nebraska and other areas, you're exactly right. The catfish have the weight. And boy, do they have the weight, right?
Yeah,
so
one of the things we talked about is making them and rig them for catfish, because two things. Their catfish can get big, and where some of the catfish that I go after tend to live, they are down in the bottom in the, you know, sunken trees and rocks and riprap and everything else. You got to have tough tackle to be able to winch them out of there.
Yeah, and this single strand titanium alloy, I purchased that from a USA company, and they actually call it toothproof. And okay. So tooth rock, you name it.
That's another thing that I really like about your company, as I've read about it, Charlie, is everything you have is American made.
99.9%.
Okay, 99%.
There are a couple items I can't do, and I'll give you an example of one. There's a huge company in the United States that has a slogan, the only USA-made company. I cannot get my fish hooks made there, so I have to go outside of the U.S. for my fish hooks. There is a type of crimp. And by the way, these leaders are crimped. Like I said, they're double crimped, but they're also covered with shrink tube. So they're a nice-looking, what I call gunmetal in black color.
Okay.
So 99% of everything I have is USA made, and it's all USA Wisconsin crafted.
We're about to run out of time, Charlie, but I want you to give people information. How can they get in touch with you? How can they get to your Facebook page, websites, phone, whatever?
Okay. Valley Hook Facebook, it'll pop right up. The website is thetitleisthook.com, and if they want to ask me any questions, they could just email valleytitleishook@gmail.com.
Okay. Charlie,
and,
thanks.
Yep.
We're out of here. We're run out of time.
Thank you, Montrick.